This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, we're going to talk a little bit about travel. Julie Sutton from Flyaway Travel, thanks for coming in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, talk about this particular trip. We've teased it a little so far, and it sounds like you know a lot about it because you've basically kind of done one similar, or this one, have you?
I did. It not the exact same trip, but in July, I took a group of people to Italy. And we did do, like this trip, you're staying all 7 nights in one hotel. We did 6 nights in one hotel. When you're doing an escorted tour like this, normally you're kind of on the move. This one, you got the best of both worlds here. You've got the benefits of an escorted tour, but you've got one night or one hotel where you're not packing and unpacking. So some really cool benefits. This is an amazing trip.
It is called Spotlight on Tuscany and Travelators Flyaway Travel, working with Colette Travel. And I understand this is one of their really popular trips.
It is. I think, and probably mostly because, well, Italy's big. It's very, very popular. And the fact that, like I said, you're traveling, you get the escorted group, but you're traveling and staying in one hotel, so there's not a lot of unpacking and packing. But this one, you're going to be spending 7 nights in Monte Catini, which is a really, really cool little, it's a spa town in Italy.
And I don't think I even knew there was such a thing as a spa town.
That's what they call it. So, there's a lot of great little, it's a small town, a lot of great shopping, it's fairly modern shopping area for some of these smaller Italian cities, but it's a great hub for day trips. And so that's what this whole trip is based on. You're going to be staying in Monte Catini, but you're going to be seeing places like the famous walled city of Lucca, which is really, really interesting. It's a beautiful city, and you can walk along these very tall walls. Of course, back in the medieval times, you had to be within the city walls to be protected at night. And so these cities built walls, around to protect their people.
And see, around here, we've got a few buildings from the 1800s, and we think that's old.
Yeah, these buildings are a little older than that. So you'll get to see Florence. These are all day trips you're going to be taking. One of my favorites is San Gimignano. It's one of the best preserved medieval cities in Italy. And it is just amazing to go and see this city. Talk about old, but it's in incredible shape. It's a lot of fun. And of course, you can't miss Pisa when you're, you got to go see the Leaning Tower. And all the other buildings there are now also starting to lean a little bit. So,
and that goes, I don't remember when that was supposed to be constructed, but we're going way, way back.
Way back. Yeah. So, interesting things to see there. Siena, home to the, if you've ever heard of the, if I'm pronouncing this correctly, the Paleo horse race, which is done right in the center of the city. They just kind of turn the whole, center of the city into a racetrack. And it's very, very famous. So that happens, of course, in July. You guys are going to be there September, October time. But still, an amazing little town. All of these cities have so much to offer, so much to see.
Wow. And you said you guys. Well, but wait, my picture's on this travel brochure. How did that happen?
Well, you will be seeing it for yourself, and whoever decides they want to travel to Italy on this group. One cool thing about this group that Colette does that none of our other tour operators do, you're going to have transportation from Roseburg. So you don't have to drive to the airport. You don't have to pay for parking. You're going to be taken right from Roseburg to the airport. When you come home, they're going to pick you up and bring you back to Roseburg.
Well, and I imagine with a group tour, because I've dealt with logistics for other events and trying to get people from point A to point B. You got 25, 35 people, and there's always somebody that, it's like meet us in Eugene, and you're
right.
Not quite sure what happened to them. So now, you're set to go from here, and you're going out of Eugene, right?
I believe, you know what? I didn't even look at that. Yes, you are. Wow. Sorry about that. You are flying out of Eugene.
So that, I mean, that really simplifies things. You don't need a overnight in Portland before you take off or something like that. Wow.
Nice small airport. Eugene just takes a few minutes to get through. Unlike you know, Portland is a lot longer. Security is a lot longer. So this will be really, really convenient.
Wow. So when is this going to be?
You guys, I keep saying you guys.
I'm fine with that. I will go.
September 24th through October 5th of this coming year, next year, 2025.
Wow. And looks like a really well put together trip. Talking to the Colette person who's been in a couple times along the way, I mean, you can really see the organization that goes into this and also dealing with somebody over there that, you know, is from Italy and knows all this stuff inside and out. It's not me standing there reading a travel brochure, you know, or cue notes.
Well, that goes back to what I was saying. You get the best of both worlds when you're doing it this way because you have a guide in Italy. They're from Italy. Everywhere you go, you don't have to try to figure out what it is you're seeing. If you look over there and, oh, man, I wish I knew what that was. They're going to tell you. They know. As you're traveling along, there's commentary about history, what happened in that area. And then, of course, everywhere you go, they're going to teach you the history, what you're looking at. So you're not just seeing a bunch of old, beautiful buildings. You know what they are.
And for a 10 or 12-day trip, I guess it's about 10 days, the part of that, too, really saves you, makes your time more efficient. Because, you know, we've done trips on our own just as a couple or a family where you look, I think we're going this way. Or, I remember once walking for 30 minutes the wrong way in Manhattan, you know, only to realize that I was not going to where I thought I was going. Rockefeller Center was the other way, you know, and when you've got somebody that's leading the trip, they keep all that, they know exactly where they're going.
That's right. And you will have, you know, you'll be escorted, you'll have the group, your group leader, you'll be escorted, but you will also have time on your own. You know, you're not just going to be in a group 24/7. You'll have time to go and explore. You have to go to, you know, have some gelato. That's very important when you go to Italy. So you got to have time for that. There's optional tours to add if you'd like to add some optional tours also. Or on those days when there's optional tours, you can just explore on your own. But you're taken to these areas. You don't have to worry about transportation. You're not going to get lost. And like I said, just the convenience of having somebody more or less escort you through this, take care of you through the whole process, and then you just get to enjoy yourself with no stress.
And even a cheese farm visit.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten to do that.
Wow, that looks, I've been trying to learn a little bit about that, kind of getting ready for this, and clearly I do nothing about cheese before, and I don't think I know much now, but that's one of the parts of all this over there, so that should be pretty interesting. So this is going to be late September into early October, September 24th through October 2nd, and if people want to find out more about it, what do they do?
They can give us a call at 541-672-5701, or they can stop by and see us at 1445 West Harvard, and we will definitely help them out.
And can you imagine a bunch of Umpqua Valley folks getting to go to Italy and have what is really, I'm kind of stunned that this has all come together. So this should be a really good thing and a great opportunity, especially for people like me. I've never been to Europe at all. But, you know, when somebody said, where would you go to begin with? It was Italy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So no question about it. So this should be cool. Again, Travel Leaders Flyaway Travel, 672-5701. Julie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And we'll be talking more about it 8:40 at the Morning Report.